Doug Andrus, when's the last time you played hockey for an Iroquois Falls team?
The junior, the Eskies, junior Eskies. I think it was junior Eskies, 1994 or 1995.
Okay. And you've gone on to bigger and better things, Brockville Braves, college hockey, European hockey, yeah. And now you've got your own hockey academy going.
Yeah. So I started it, last year. Actually, I just kind of started to kind of think of something to do so I could help kids out, and reconnected with a couple people back in Iroquois Falls, and most of my sister and a couple friends. I know Guy Comey was one of them, obviously, that we reconnected with, and he said that there's a need for some sort of camp. So did a little investigating with the city, and they opened the ice early for us last year and had almost 100 kids last year. So
wow. Now, do you operate your academy in Brockville?
So I just started, like I said, I just started last year. So I'm doing development for AAA in Kingston. I do development for U14 to U18, defenseman specific in Kingston. I run two hockey camps in August, and I run a hockey camp in April.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You might know, I billet for the Timmins Rock, and my incoming billet for this coming year is from Kingston, goaltender named Graham G.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Doesn't ring any bells.
Mike Murphy would work with them probably. Okay. He's the goalie coach. They're really specific on how they're starting to do things in Kingston right now. They want a defense specific coach, they want goalie coach, so it's all kind of different. I just started with them. I'm just gonna be starting with them this year, so I don't really know a whole lot of people out of Kingston yet, but just kind of getting my feet wet in that area a little bit. It's 45 minutes from us, so
yeah. Okay, so the Iroquois Falls school is coming up when?
August. Here, let's give you dates here. August 19th to 23rd.
Okay. You got any got any registrations left?
Nope. We just have a wait list. So we've had last year, it was really good. People had really good comments to say to us and were really impressed with how it worked and asked if we were doing it already. Like next year, I'm like, wow, it's my first time doing it. So like good chance we'll probably do it. But I just have to kind of make sure everything coordinates. And I always try to expand, right? Like I always try to make it better for every kid on the ice. Last year we did mostly, I had two kids that are going to play for Hearst Lumberjacks. They'll be coming up with me and running the camp with me. And then I brought another friend, Paul Caponegro, that played with me at Ohio State. He's from Chicago. So try to make it good so that they have hockey stuff. This year I'm bringing Clark Saunders. He's a goalie coach. He does goalie coaching here for the Braves, and he played NCAA, played for the Braves, then played the NCAA at Alabama, then went transferred to North Dakota, and then played professional for like 8 years. So I just wanted to add something so that the goalies could get stuff too. So I just always try to make it a little better for all the kids, right? So it's a lot. It's a lot of work. We're doing 8 hours a day, Monday to Friday, on the ice. But we also do, like, we use the curling rink because the curling rink doesn't have any ice in it. So there's like those biscuit pucks. So we do like an hour of stick handling at the curling rink, and then we also use the fields in behind. So there's an hour of like off ice training in behind too. So we have an hour in the morning on the ice, hour in the afternoon, hour of stick handling, hour of workout stuff, and then lunch. We pay for their lunch too, so it's a pretty big undertaking for my parents. Help out, Mike and Ange help, my sister, my brother-in-law Greg, so we have a lot of people that are helping out. Kyle Irvin does the off-ice training. It's like we have a lot of people on board helping out, so it was overwhelming last year to when I first went in the first day, but very confident for what's going to take place this year. And I think things will be a little bit better. So it's good.
Before I forget, who are the two players that are going to be playing in Hearst so that we can watch for them when they play against the Rock and the Storm?
Yeah. Cole Shepherdson. And give me it's his buddy. So he's actually, they, give me a second here. I don't know him personally because he went to OHA Academy in Cornwall.
Okay.
So I know Cole Shepherdson really well. I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Okay, don't worry about it. Don't worry about
it. I'll find it for you.
Yeah.
There's
okay.
No, it's just he's a little. It's a little French name. I'm just trying to think of it. I'll text my buddy. He'll reply really quick.
Okay. Is there anything you want to add to any of this about your hockey school or about what it means to bring it to Iroquois Falls?
Well, that's the whole point why I really wanted to do it, because like I said, my sister and Greg mentioned it, you know, it'd probably be successful, but in my mind it's like, how do I give back to people that helped me? You know, like I can think down the lines like that, the people that coached me from when I started novice all the way up till I played, you know, I played 10 years professional hockey. So I could think of all the people that kind of made those dreams come true for me. And, you know, it's about giving back. The kids have to have a dream. Dreams are meant to be, you know, you have to achieve your dreams. How does it work? Well, when I was growing up in Iroquois Falls, how many people told me that I wouldn't be able to play hockey till I was 35 years old, right? Probably a lot. So for me to overcome that, was important, and to come from a small town and make something happen, and I'll give back and hopefully see one or two kids, not just from Iroquois Falls, maybe Timmins, New Liskeard. We have kids from Kirkland Lake. We have lots of kids from all over coming to this camp. And if you could see one of those kids excel and achieve something in hockey, I mean, I feel like we've done our goal, right? Like that's about giving back. And I don't know. I just feel like there's lots of people that you still talk to that I think of that really made me like who I was, you know, like Mark Cashmore, say for my coach, when I coached junior Eskies, like he just installed the work ethic, the push, you know, like the really mean, he was mean, he was tough. And that was kind of the style that you needed back then. Skill and skating, we didn't have a whole lot of people in our area that could show you skills in skating because we just didn't have a lot of talented people to come back. I think we had Paul Gagne come a couple of years when we were really young, but I was too young to understand the concept of skating and skills. But to actually teach these kids, and hopefully they grasp it a little bit, how to use their edges properly, and you know, you just want them to learn just a little bit. If they learn something every day, I feel like we're achieving our goal.
Remind me what position you play.
I played forward all the way up to Bantam. And then when I went to the Eskies, that's when they moved me back to defense. Then I went from defense and I played defense the rest of the time. So it was good. It was fun. You know, it got me to three NHL camps. I went to Chicago, San Jose, and Tampa Bay over the course of my 3 years at pro when I was in North America. And, you know, it's an eye opener because you think you're there, but you're just a step behind, you know, like there's guys that are just a little bit better, a little more talented. They just got a little bit more than you. It's really close. It's not far off, but it's just that step behind that you see, oh, wow. You know? So if you could start the kids young, that's the whole purpose of this. If you could start the kids young and understand what it takes, how you have to use all your body to get going, that's makes a difference, right?
Yeah. And you might not make it to the NHL, but like some people say, it's the journey that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get all that experience.
I wouldn't switch my lifestyle for anything, Bob. I just wouldn't. What I've done and what I've gone through, like I met my wife through coming through Brockville. I have two kids. They're 15 and 12. They're both fully into sports and enjoy it fully. Two boys, Grayson and RJ. And taking my life over to Germany for 6 years and having the quality of life of playing hockey and exploring Europe there's no words to describe it. Like it wasn't a grind, you know, like I think of when I played in North America, it's a grind, right? You're playing 75 to 80 games a year. Whether you're flying or on the bus, doesn't matter. It's a grind for 6 months, 6 to 7 months. So and when you go to Europe, I feel like it's more relaxed. You play two games a week, Friday, Sunday, that's it. And it's just a better quality of life for yourself. I mean, yeah, your body still takes a beating no matter where you play the game. But I just felt it was a better quality of life for us at that time.